Call the meeting to order. It is Tuesday, November 15th, 2021. It is 7 p.m. Oh, it says, I read 21 because it said 21. Thank you. This, we're at the Genoa Township Hall at 5111 South Old 3C Highway, Westerville, Ohio, 43081. We have three agenda items tonight. And this is the order in which we will consider them. BZA case 2022-08, 4777 Worthington Road, which is an area variance. BZA case 2022-09, which is 6916 Worthington Road, which is also an area variance. And then we have BZA case 2022-10, which is 6241 South Old 3C Highway, which is an area variance. I will call the roll. Mr. Boone.
Here.
Ms. Driscoll.
Here.
Ms. Yu.
Here.
Mr. Hansen.
Here.
Okay, and the chair is present. Before we go any farther, I want to read this into the record, this statement into the record. As is the adopted policy of the Board of Zoning Appeals, all applicants will be granted an opportunity to make their formal presentation. The audience will then be granted an opportunity to comment, followed by questions from the board. This policy was adopted by the Board of Zoning Appeals to provide for the orderly discussion of business scheduled for consideration. The chairperson, me, may limit a repetitive debate, which hopefully tonight we won't have. I generally will let people speak. But when it becomes repetitive, then there's not much new information. So first item on the agenda is the minutes from the last meeting, which was held on September 20th. No, is it September 27th? Oh, yeah, it is September 27th, 2022. Excuse me. I'll give you a moment to review those, and I will entertain a motion to approve.
I would second it. We have to add that the dates changed it.
On no, that's on the script. That's not on the, okay. The minutes are correct. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie, anybody?
Motion.
You good, Dave?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as for September 27, 2022, as written.
Thank you.
And I will second it.
Dorothy seconds. Okay. Any discussion? Any items that need to be corrected? I didn't see anything when I looked through them.
I didn't either.
Okay. Then I will call for the vote. All in favor of approval of the minutes from September 27th, 2022. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries and the minutes are approved. All right. At this time, at 7:04 p.m., we will open the our first case, the public hearing for our first case. And I will read the legal notice into the record. Tigran and Irma Safarian requesting approval, and I apologize, I'm sure I will just absolutely murder your name. requesting approval of a variance to allow a wall along the front entrance to exceed the maximum allowed height of 8 feet at 4777 Worthington Road, Westerville, Ohio, 43082, which is currently zoned rural residential, RR, and this is BZA case 2022-08. And those of you that wish to speak or testify on this matter, please stand and raise your right hand. Okay. Everybody, we don't charge extra, go ahead. Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Great, thank you. Be seated. Okay. The legal notice for this hearing was printed and published on November 1st, 2022 in the Delaware Gazette and posted at the Genoa Township Hall on October 27th, 2022. An attempt to mail notice of this hearing to property owners contiguous to and across the street from the subject property were also made. We will accept into evidence exhibits A through D, which includes the legal notice, the sign-in sheet, the application, and the staff report. And at this time, we'll begin with staff's report.
Thank you, Mark. So, as noted in the legal notice, the subject property is located at 4777 Worthington Road. It's a 10-plus acre parcel. So, two walls were constructed on either side of the driveway entrance to the property, and those walls were constructed at about an 11-foot height, and the code maximum height for a wall in the zoning resolution is 8 feet. The application actually states that they are asking for a variance from section 1605.05A, which regulates entrance features, but based on the definition that's in the code for an entrance feature, these are classified as walls. So staff would suggest that the variance, if granted, be to section 2002.03, which is the code section for accessory walls.
And just to clarify, even if it would be considered an entrance feature, which I believe is only for developments, not for...
It's based on the length of the wall, yeah, so this one exceeds the length in the code.
Right. So it wouldn't be legal per code, whether it be an entrance feature or currently as it is, it wouldn't be legal as an entrance feature.
Entrance feature maximum height is 8 feet.
Right.
Wall maximum height is 8 feet. So
that's
the
my
request
point.
Is basically the same, just
right.
The code sections.
I agree. Okay. Thank you.
We did send legal notice or a copy of the legal notice to adjacent property owners, posted a sign on the property. We also sent copies of the application to police, fire, maintenance. None of those departments had any concerns. I don't have anything else.
Okay, do you want to talk about H?
About?
Phone calls, and I know we got forwarded two emails.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, we did receive several phone calls, and we did receive two emails, which we forwarded on to the board, so you all got copies of that. Most of the comments were not favorable.
Right.
So.
Were any favorable?
More neutral? I think I talked to somebody who, wasn't really one way or the other, just saw the sign and wanted some additional information.
Yeah.
But I'd say most of the comments were not in favor.
Okay. And I think we all read the emails.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
just, since we're here, I was a little, not troubled, but I noted that one of the emails asked the question, who approves this? Which I think if for a variance, it's us, or if it's conforming, it's the township. So I guess there's some ignorance out there, I guess. So, but I just to clarify, I think it's important that the residents understand that, yes, we're all residents. Yes, we all live in Genoa Township. Some of us have lived here. I've been here 23 years. I know Teresa's been here quite a while. I know Dorothy's been here quite a while. And I think Dave's been here quite a while as well. And so we didn't just come in from out of town to make a decision on this. We're all residents, we're all invested in the community, we all have been for quite a number of years. So, moving on, does anyone have any questions for staff at this point? Dave?
I do not.
No? Dorothy? No? Paul? No?
No.
Okay, then we will hear from the applicant if you'd introduce yourself and then walk us through your application.
Hi, my name is Ty Safir. Did I get up? What's the...
No, you're... Oh, there or at the podium, whichever you prefer.
My name is Ty Safirian. I'm also a resident of the Juneau Township. Steve Atikian is my brother-in-law, married to my sister. We've also been in Juneau Township for 15 years. Probably more.
Could you state your address, please?
6280 Brainbrook Drive. It's one street over of Jay Cook. And then,
I'm at 4830 Chantry Drive in Sheffield Park.
So we are also members of our...
16 years plus.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so we build obviously two houses.
Now, you're the property owners or you're the builders?
We're property owners.
Property owners.
Property owners. Okay, good.
My house is a white house, and then his house is a beige house.
Okay, so I assume you're either... Are they occupied now or are they... No, they're not occupied. They're still currently under construction?
Yeah.
I see.
Almost.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Yes.
I want to make sure that everybody understands that the signage is permitted for the size of signage. The white space, if you guys can get a little bigger there, the white space is permitted. That Greek piers is the one which says 3 foot higher. But, you know. And those piers is the ones higher. That space, it's permanent. That area. Actually, yeah, that area is the higher. Well, that space where it says that in the middle, it's permanent. That Greek, basically that Greek statue, you know, that the area is the ones we're here for, that 3 foot a little higher than the permanent. I mean, I know we're saying that's a little higher. It is 11 foot. I agree, but as you guys see the houses, they're not also regular houses either. So they're a little bigger than, you know, a lot of houses. So and it's not like we came up with something. Design people who did the design for the houses, they're the one who designed that. And at a time, we didn't know that we need a variance. Actually, we found out when we came in for a signage, that's where we found out that we need a variance for that. So... That's basically it. I anybody have seen it? They say how beautiful it is. I'm sure there's we have a lot of a resident in our neighborhood, and
let me ask either staff or the applicant. I saw at a point that there was going to be four lots. It was going to be subdivided into four lots, and then. You didn't proceed with that, or can you clarify that for me?
Joe did sign off on a lot split so that there were four lots there,
uh-huh.
But it was never recorded. So currently, there are only two lots, the one to the north with Mr. Safarian's house on, and I believe his sister and brother-in-law's house is the one to the south.
South.
And then
as I look at the plan
both
here.
Of these, the walls are on the lot to the north.
And so they're accessed through a common access drive. It's not a dedicated street, correct?
Correct. It's a CAD.
It's just not street. It's private property.
Right. Common access drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not that.
I mean, it's. Recorded and built to county standards, but it's a common access drive. And then, though Mr. Safarian said the section of the walls will have signage on them that say Armenian Estates.
Oh, I see.
And like you said, that's when it was brought to our attention that the walls were over the height and all is when the sign package came in for approval, and they applied for the signage. So, I mean, we've had lots of conversations back and forth for quite some time. And I, the last conversation I had with, I think your general contractor, we kind of went over this signage numbers, and those, I think, those are all good. So they'll be able to pull this permits for the signs administratively without any variances needed. It's the only thing is the height.
It's between 8 foot and 11 foot.
It's basically the area over the open space that we're really looking at this point. Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead. Were you finished or?
Yeah, that's basically it. Okay. And there's a space around it. And so that's the way it was built. It was built to match the houses. Mm-hmm. And designers were hired. That's the ones who they came up with all this stuff.
Sure.
And, basically, I mean, I know there was a on Facebook. It was a lot of things going on. What's going on there?
Oh, and that always happens.
We're absolutely fine.
Very normal.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm in commercial. I do a lot of commercial properties, and then I did a lot of variances commercial wise.
Oh, there you go.
In many states, in many counties and cities, but never done for residential. I never thought we actually need for residential until.
Okay, let me ask you this also. I see on your plan that you submitted that apparently the walls are the walls, and the remainder is going to be, it says proposed 8-foot chain link fence, and that'd be on the north and the east and the south side. Is that correct?
Later, we want to put a 6-foot, actually. 6-foot chain link fence.
6-foot?
Yeah. I think they said that you can do 8-foot, but I said, actually, we only want 6-foot because once the deer gets in the property, I want to make sure the deer gets out of the property.
Anything in the front then? Or
we have an iron fence, but it's 4-foot iron fence. It's also by design. Comes with the iron fence.
Mm-hmm. Which will go out to the property lines?
To the sides, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 4 foot. I think that's actually 3.5 foot.
Okay. All right. Anyone have any questions for the applicant? No? Okay. Then what I'm going to do at this time is I'm going to allow those that wish to comment on the application to come forward, state your name, your address, make your comment. You'll have 3 minutes. Please don't make me stop you. And we'll do it in an orderly fashion. Let's hear your comment. Thank you, Paul. Okay, first person, I don't know, whoever, sir, come on up. If you guys want to just come across the rows and we start in the back, we can move towards the front and we'll go from there.
My name's Scott Brader, 4679 Speranza Loop, Galena. I just want to clarify, really, I have questions more than comments. I couldn't understand exactly. So the variance is only for what is existing now.
Yeah, so it's basically, it goes up to 8 foot, you permit it. That area is on top. It's that, I asked for variance for that. I mean, the signage, all, it, there's no variance for that. That is low. Think on top. That is
where
that's.
This
space
right here.
Yes.
Yeah. That's basically this space right here. The pillars.
So then you said across the front, the rest of it across the front is going to be a 4-foot wall?
3.5 will be iron pins. It's black iron pins.
Well, okay. And then around the property, chain link.
6-foot chain pins.
Okay. So the only variance is what you've already got.
Yeah. That's what
already exists.
Yeah.
I just want a clarification.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next people in the next row. All right, sir, you're up. Let's go.
Daniel Swallow, I'm 6825.
I'm sorry, what was the first name?
Daniel.
Daniel.
Yep. 68.
You got to slow down for me. All right.
6825 Fuller Drive.
There you go.
So neighbors, new neighbors actually bought the house because of how it looked.
Well, welcome to Genoa Township.
So we lived in Genoa over in Oaks at Highland Lakes off Ketterington. We just moved about a mile north. And bought it, for to have some space and some views and everything.
Sure.
For the kids and everything. Our main concerns are there is obviously, this starts at an 8-foot fence. I've been seeing the grading, the construction. I own a contracting company as well, and I'm recognizing a lot of these things. And while these 3-foot and 4-foot fences and everything all sound very reasonable, there's 2-foot hills built up on a lot of these areas. And so really you start lifting this up. It's blocking our views from the road, blocking views for stuff coming in. I have kids that get on the bus, and that's kind of our sign, looking down the road to see, oh, the bus is coming, time to get outside. 12 feet definitely blocks the school bus from the view from our house. The homes, I will agree with them. They are beautiful. They are massive and magnificent. They definitely stick out there, and I don't feel that the gate and the fence necessarily, you know, from the chain link fence to this big massive gate, there are different levels there, and so my concern is, you know, how the end product of that looks, if a variance is granted to allow this, and then the next variance is allowed, because we want this to match what it looks like on the front. You know, it says proposed eight-foot chain link. I know he says 6-foot, but I don't know what the process is.
One's legal conforming.
Yeah, either one's in there. And so since... you know, the street side is the main thing for us, with the kids, the traffic, you know, being able to see the school buses coming so kids aren't missing the buses, and the views. It's one of the main reasons we moved to a dead-end street. We didn't, you know, we have handicapped children that we don't want the through traffic on. And so it was important to us to be able to see up and down and see what's coming and what's in the area. So I think one of my main questions was answered by the previous gentleman that was up here, making sure that it wasn't a 12-foot wall going across the whole front there. Obviously, I'm adamantly against that. But
well, and one thing about, just to clarify, the application is the application. The only thing that we're dealing with are those
the additional 3 feet. Wall.
Anything else that happens is a whole nother case, potentially.
Understood.
Or not.
Or not, yeah. That's pretty much my main concerns, you know, trying to, you know, keep the views we have, you know, not, you know, dwarf our homes by making these homes look any grander than they already are. And obviously, you know, yeah, that's pretty much all everything I have on it.
Okay.
Appreciate
the south of this property?
Yeah, so my house backs up to, so I'm just where it says proposed chain link fence on the bottom there of the screen.
Yep. You're in that.
I think it's actually the lot that has the writing on it.
Oh, seven, okay.
Jordan is right. Okay.
It's that or one of those two right
those
there. Yeah,
one of the bottom. That's what I was trying
that
to
or one
get oriented.
Or the other. Like I said,
so your lot is getting flooded. I'm the one who took the water away from your house.
Yeah. So we've had. Yeah, that was a whole nother issue. We've since installed some drainage to try to mitigate the.
We helped you guys out. We took the water away from you guys. Now.
Yeah. No.
It's, you guys will get it flooded, and then
we ditched it out and directed it towards the culvert at the road because our yard was flooding. Just the grading, but yep, appreciate your time.
Okay, good, thank you. Who's next? Come on up.
My name is Nadine Long. I'm speaking on
Nadine, thank you.
Long. My mother resides, I'm speaking on behalf of my mother who resides there. She's
Your address, please? Your address.
So my address is 1500 Silversmith Lane, Delaware, Ohio. 43015. Her address is 6725 Fleur Drive.
Oh,
Fleur.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We know Fleur.
And she's present here.
Okay.
So my name is listed as a homeowner on the property.
That's fine.
So my concern was, my concern is the 12 foot. We are opposed to it going over 8 foot, but my concern was the front, the full frontage, just to make sure that her view wasn't going to be blocked from the road, because we live there, it was a rural area, and she enjoys seeing the view there. If it is proposed as a iron fence, I'm good with that, but I'm opposed to it being taller than the 8-foot variance for the solid wall that's currently on there.
Okay.
Okay. I also have a petition from a few other neighbors. I didn't know if you would like to accept that.
Sure.
These are just the neighbors that we that she went to talk to them.
Give that to staff. Mm-hmm. How many signatures do you have there?
There's two other signatures on top of my mother's there.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes. Obviously, we do want to be a nice neighbor and welcome him into our neighborhood, but. That's what I was concerned about was blocking her view from the road.
Okay.
So, okay.
Good.
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Sir?
Good evening. My name is Jim Vitak, V-I-T-A-K. I live at 6547 Via Florenza Drive. Lived in the neighborhood a couple of years. My comments originally, as the others, started with questions, because being new to zoning matters, my impression reviewing the application seemed to infer that there would be this higher wall along the entire stretch of Worthington Road, and I've heard you repeatedly tonight say that's not the case. It will not be such. A couple other general comments to the point here. I frankly was surprised to discover that the township allows a wall of 8 feet. I've driven many areas of the community, and I don't recall seeing one single wall. Now, maybe I've missed this. I'm used to seeing those types of walls along freeways as noise barriers. Also, I guess the idea of chain link. This estate is magnificent. It's certainly, an improvement to our community. It's very aesthetic. I don't really have an issue with the structure as it exists at the entrance. I'll state that for the record. No issue with that whatsoever. I would have an issue were it to be extended further. I'm frankly not real thrilled to hear about chain link fence around the property. Again, I don't recall seeing chain link fences in Genoa Township. I'm sure there probably are some. In my community of Mirasol, I guess it's the Homeowners Association that doesn't allow it. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's the same with Sheffield Park.
That's the case in a lot of developments.
Yeah. Okay.
When you get out in the rural area on the other side of Hoover, you're going to find some.
Okay. Well, I would encourage beautification to go in keeping with the magnificent structures that you're creating there. I'd love to see some magnificent landscaping along the front. And maybe you have plans for that. Okay. Well, fantastic. I'm happy to hear that. I guess I'm not too surprised, but we don't get these details or facts. So given that, as I say, I think, the aesthetics is kind of a mishmash in my view to do with chain link fence around the property. I don't get it, frankly. I think, if you're trying to keep animals out, trying to keep people out, I don't know. But it just doesn't sound like it fits the character of the property, especially the property, much less our community. But I guess you can't do anything about that if that's part of the grandfathered, statutes that you have, unless you would...
Grandfathered? It's in the zoning resolution?
You could change it.
We do not have a property maintenance code. We do not have architectural review. The zoning resolution does not dictate fence material or wall material. Like you said, that is all in subdivisions. That's all covered by deed restrictions. The zoning resolution allows it has to be set back off of the road right-of-way a certain distance to be higher than 36 inches. It has to be set back at least 20 feet from the road right-of-way, which the existing walls are set back much further than that. So if the new fence is adjacent to those, they will be compliant with the zoning resolution. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we don't dictate building materials. So,
okay.
And that's not something that this board reviews either.
Okay, well,
it's only what was submitted on the application.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well,
you don't see any, it's because of the HOAs.
I'm sorry?
That's why you don't see any fences for the time.
Because of the HOA?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank goodness for those.
That's what we control.
Too bad we don't have them more displaced in other areas. All right, well, thank you for the time and opportunity to speak.
All right. I really, actually, I just want to, it's going to be a black fence, and it's really more than anything to bring, keep the deers away from the back.
Oh, okay.
Because our family is really not,
yeah,
not different.
Dead deer on the road, just the other day.
There's a middle property, a lot of deers out there.
Okay, well, thank you, Bert.
Okay, thanks. Anyone else? All done, everybody? No more comments? Okay, then what we'll do is we're going to, the board is going to go into discussion. If we have questions, we'll ask you. But it's really now up to us to discuss. So unless you guys have any questions for any staff, the applicant, anything?
I do have one question. The builder of the home was the builder of the walls in the front also?
Yeah.
They were the designer and builder and pulled permits for the homes as far as pulling permits for the walls too, right?
Well, I mean, we in our, when we pulled the permit, there was a walls, picture of the walls, but it was not how high it's going to be for a science that was built in a structural where we built that walls there.
Yeah, but the construction and the builder knew what the heights were going to be, obviously, because they built.
Well, actually, I own the GC who works for me is my full-time employee. I own a lot of commercial properties throughout the town, and he's my full employee. So he is the one who pulled the permit. He's the one who have talked to the designers. My wife, his wife, were all involved in all these things, the coloring and this and that.
Okay.
So they're the ones who, designers, the ones who came up with this. This is what you should do. This is what you should go with. You know, I add some crosses there because we're Orthodox Christians, so we add some crosses there.
No, I'm just questioning if they knew the construction, the houses and what they were building and the permitting and the right-of-ways and the setbacks and everything in the homes. I believe they knew what the signage structure should have been too.
Well, the thing is, I think we just found out probably about 3-4 months ago that with the signage, I think we were fine with the signage.
Oh.
Where were the difference were the? Go ahead.
I mean, we'll work this out. Mr. Safarian thinks that building permits and all were issued at the time with the house. So through our office, we have not issued zoning permits for those structures. So that will have to be done. So if the variance is granted, they'll have to get.
The permits for those have not been issued.
We have not issued zoning permits for those.
Actually, it falls under the building permit. It's under building permit. You don't pull for a sign permit. It goes under building permit. That's walls goes under the building permit as a structural. So the signs, you get a sign permit, but those walls is fall under the structural permit when you build a. I mean, it's between you. I mean, if it's not, we'll pull permit. But
so they weren't pulled.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's all I want to know.
How'd you find out that they weren't?
Well, we had a sign company order come in to get a sign, and they said, well, we cannot give a sign permit because of the fact that the structural is 11 foot and it's supposed to be 8 foot. So there's a 3-foot difference between mm-hmm. 8 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, how do we fix that? They're like, you got to go through the variance. I was like, okay, so how do we do that? You know, fill out this paperwork. So we fill out the paperwork and here we are right now, and, you know, to be here. So yeah, basically if I take the top off, then I don't need the variance.
Right. Correct.
So that, you know, that's
right. Basic. And that's really the issue that's on the
top. Yeah, that's the top piece. Earlier. Yeah. If I take the
is
top
that,
piece, I really wouldn't need the permit.
This piece right. isn't here, you don't need to be here.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the only
yeah.
So I mean I know some people said about schooling.
Right.
You know, it's on the way for schooling. I mean, gosh, who looks at 11 foot high, you know? And some people said about the mother's view. It's actually from that point to the first street is about 400 foot. Actually, from that point where we're looking right now, the gate and the first street, the end of my property is 370 foot. Then there is to the street, and also there is at least 60, 70 foot, so over 400 foot from the street to that signage. So, I mean, I know we have a lot of, you know, concerns, but I just don't really think that that top piece is really means a lot to for schoolings or buses or a view of any ways. I mean, we've been residents of this town. We've been in this town. We have a lot of friends. If I would ask my friends to come, you know, they're all our neighborhoods. They're all our friends.
Oh, no, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, that's, I just really think that's we're here. I mean, I know some people don't like this, or some people like other things, but we're, yeah.
Sure, I understand. Paul, anything?
I have a question for Susan. If we were to attach a variance to this parcel, allowing 11-foot wall, could they or a future owner extend it all the way to the property line, or is this limited to just what's built today?
Well, that was a comment that staff suggested that in the motion that it's clarified. I would suggest that they...
it's just limited to what's there.
That it's clarified for the record that it only pertains to the existing 38-foot sections that are currently exist on the property. Okay. And it does not... allow for any extension or construction of any future walls at the 11th.
Absolutely will not be.
Okay, so I'm gonna go over this again. So if this were considered an entrance feature, they would not need a permit for it. It would just still need the variance to be over 3 feet. But if we, as you suggested, consider it a fence, they do need a building permit for it, or a zoning a permit.
It's a wall.
A wall, right. Wall fence, yeah.
It just... They still need a permit.
Okay.
Either way.
Got it.
Okay. It's just it's just what section of the code it falls
right, exactly,
under.
Exactly. I didn't know if what section of the code also made a difference with needing a permit.
Well, and I think part of the
that's no.
I think part of it is, too, is that you've got a shared driveway that mm-hmm. it opens to and that you've got the fence on either side of it. So... Mm-hmm. It looks like an entrance feature, even though for our purposes it really isn't.
It's a fence with a gate.
Yeah.
On the drive. Okay.
Exactly.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wall.
It's already an entrance feature, but for definition through the code,
right?
They're walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah. My question was just about permit or not permit, but I got it.
Yep.
Typically. Require a permit for pretty much anything that we have to review for height or so it still would have a zoning permit.
Okay.
And it is sufficiently set back. It's legal conforming as far as the setback is concerned.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I did see it on here.
And this, the structures are legal conforming. There's no issues.
Except for the height. The
houses and everything, except for the height of the fence itself.
Correct.
Everything else is legal conforming. They wouldn't need to be here otherwise, except for that 3 feet. Okay. All right.
Actually, there's a poles up front. All them poles getting removed right now. We're putting all the wires underneath that. So all the poles are getting removed. Yeah, all the frontage poles.
All the utilities.
Yeah, we're waiting for MCI, which is Verizon. To remove their wires, and then everything else got removed already.
Okay. I don't know. I have a few comments. But, you know, when you drill this down, I'm just for what it's worth, when you drill this down, I'm not a big fan of the aesthetics, but when you drill it down, it's too little... stretches across the top of a wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've seen worse. Let's put it that way. And it does, I will say, as I said, I'm not really a fan, but it does aesthetically go with what they're building at the back of the property. And knowing what we know now, that these two stretches are going to be the only two stretches that are going to be like that. Everything else is going to be legal conforming. 4 feet, 6 feet, 8 feet, whatever the number is. Anything up to 8 feet is legal conforming. So as maybe I don't care for the aesthetics. Maybe they don't care for the aesthetics of my house either. I mean, you know, there's days I don't, but I don't like my neighbor's house some days. But the point is what I like doesn't necessarily mean they should like it.
That's right.
Okay? And I will tell you, like I said, I'm not in love with the aesthetics of the project. It's just not me, okay? And it doesn't have to be me, okay? But I think when you drill down, this is kind of like a couple of cases we've had not too long ago. When you drill down the real issue and really what you're looking at,
right.
Do you really want to make them tear the top of that thing off? No. I'm not that predisposed to doing it. So that's just my two cents worth. So, anybody want to make a motion?
Oh, Duncan B. Middlefield.
What's that?
Duncan it.
Have at it.
Teresa's got it all worked out.
No.
Have at it, sir. You're up.
Is that one that we want to add?
Yeah, we're going to.
Well, when we hit the conditions.
We're going to have a couple of conditions.
Okay.
But which we talked about. Nothing, no surprises. Just some, you know, it is what it is. I think everybody in the room knows what it is. And we'll go.
All right. The board reviewed section 307.06.
We're doing the motion, right?
Oh, you're going to do the motion? You do
Duncan. We're doing the motion?
I think we've got to walk through Duncan versus Middlefield.
Okay, I thought we were doing it as part of the motion. Sorry.
The board reviewed section 307.06 of the zoning resolution reflecting Duncan versus Middlefield as it pertains to the area variance requested from section 1605.05.A to allow for a wall to be 11 feet in height in a rural residential zoning district as follows. Property in question would yield a reasonable return and there can be beneficial use of the property without the variance. Reason being, this is a small portion of a very large parcel that's going to have a home on it and other features as well. The variance is substantial. It's a 37.5% request to go from 8 feet to 11 feet, although one could argue it's not significantly substantial because we would limit it to what's existing there, which is a small part of the property. The essential character of the neighborhood would not be substantially altered and the adjoining properties would not suffer a substantial detriment as a result of the variance. And I believe that to be because it is just limited to these two small areas flanking either side of the driveway. Variance would not adversely affect the delivery of governmental services. I think that's evidenced by the fact that police, fire, and EMS did not respond on this application. Property owner did purchase the property with knowledge of the zoning restriction. And we take that approach with any application that the zoning code is public and constructive notice has been given to everybody in the township. Property owner's predicament can be feasibly obviated through a method other than the variance, although a difficult one of tearing down the structure, at least the top part of the structure that takes it over 11 feet. The spirit intent behind the zoning requirement would be observed and substantial justice would be done by granting the variance. Again, I think it's an undue burden to remove the top part of the wall and the overall look fits the property and is a minor amount of space on the parcel that we're talking about.
I just have one thing to change the zoning code section from the 1605.05A to section 2002.03.
Here, I want to mention one thing before we, just to illustrate my point is that, you know, we're looking at 38 feet times two, so about 76 feet. You know, the rest of the perimeter of this property is somewhere around 4,000 feet. So it kind of, I mean, 76 feet in the scheme of things is pretty small in my world. Anyway, go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
Well, that was it. Feel free to pick apart any of my conclusions.
No, I would agree. And again, I go back, you know, this is a very, very small, it's less than, it's really 1% of the entire perimeter. You guys got a lot of fence to build, if in fact you build it.
I know that we asked for it, and they said you can go up to 8 feet. I was like, right. We don't need it. And there's a fence there right now. Actually, there's a fence there right now.
Right,
there's
and most people don't, but the zoning code allows it. And because the zoning code allows it, A, doesn't mean you have to do it, but B, it means you can do it. And again, I'll go back to my prior comment. Just because I may not like the look of it, or Paul might not like it, or Dorothy might love it, Teresa may love it. These guys love it, obviously, or they wouldn't be doing it. You may not like the look of my house, but I don't. We're not an architectural committee. We're a compliance committee. We entertain variance applications, and we either grant or deny them. And so it doesn't have anything to do with the aesthetics. And I think that's all I'm going to say. So does somebody want to make a motion now that you've done all the heavy lifting over there, Paul? Anyone? Okay, well.
All right.
He'll do the motion.
You going to make a motion, Paul, or do you, or I can if you.
I'll do it.
We've got
to put the contingencies in there, too, right?
Absolutely. 72 feet. Okay. I move that we incorporate exhibits A through, I think we're now to E.
I think we're at E, yeah.
The petition, as well as the board's findings pertaining to the review of section 307.06 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution. Into evidence and to approve the requested variance from section 2002.03 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution for BZA 2022-08, application received October 11th, 2022, to allow for two existing walls to be 11 feet high as shown in Exhibit C on property known as 4777 Worthington Road, zoned rural residential. This motion is based on the following findings of fact pursuant to section 307.04 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution. One, that such a variance or modification will not be contrary to the public interest because we feel it is limited and fits the look of the other structures on the property that are being built. That owing to special conditions, a literal enforcement of the zoning resolution will result in an unnecessary hardship because the owners would have to demolish the wall and rebuild it. That the approval of such variance or modification thereof is consistent with the spirit of the zoning resolution and substantial justice shall be done thereby because the owners will be able to complete the project and we're going to limit it to what is already existing over such a large space. Approval of the subject variance is subject to the owner's agreement to the following conditions. All required permits, zoning or otherwise, be obtained. Two, no further sections of the wall will be built, so this is limited to a variance allowing a total of 72 feet of wall to be built at 11 feet high on the parcel.
76.
I think, isn't it?
Yep,
238.
That's
actually 38 times. 2. Oh, my math sucks. All right, sorry.
We can go up to 77 because it's 38 and a little more.
Yeah, that's fine. Them, so. Yeah.
So I'll restate requirement two. We're limiting this to 77 total feet of wall built at 11 feet high on this parcel. Any other conditions?
And then do we have in there that we changed the variance from the section?
Yeah, it was part of the motion.
Was it part of the motion?
It was in the script, yeah. Oh, it was okay. Updated in the script.
Good. Quick question number two.
Go.
Question number two. Is this a demolish and rebuild or is it just a removal of the font?
No, this is an approval as is.
No, if we said no, well, I mean, yeah, it's up to them if they want to just pull it off the top.
Based on what Paul was stating in number two, he was indicating that they would have to demolish and rebuild. I think that
was put in the application.
I think it's modified.
They have to get it to 8 feet, and I think the application referred to demolishing it.
Yeah, I think it did too.
Rebuild, but
yeah,
it's arguable because of the way the columns are there.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's just removal.
Modify, okay.
Yeah, I would agree.
It just has to comply, I mean, however.
To comply, whatever it takes to comply, which would be a modification. I don't think it would be a total removal. Okay. All right, any other discussion? A second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Dorothy. Any other discussion? Got awful quiet. Then I guess I'm going to call the vote. Mr. Boone?
No.
Ms. Driscoll?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Ms. Yu?
No.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries. All right. Okay, you're done. Thank
you. I just
want
to say that I work with Susan. Susan, thanks so much. You have done a great job. Very easy. I worked with the Dublin, Gehenna, with many places before. And it was very easy to work with the Susan. She actually told us what to do, how to do it, you know, what.
Good.
So I just want to say thanks so much, and thank you, guys.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. And the hearing is adjourned, is closed at 7:50. Let's take 5 minutes. Hey, Paul. Let's take 5 minutes. 7:55. And we will call the next public hearing to order. And I will read the legal notice into the record. Everybody that wishes to speak on this, appear and speak on this matter, please stand and raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Be seated. Genoa Point Partners, LLC, requesting approval of a variance to allow construction of a new single-family residence to encroach into the required 50-yard front and rear setbacks for the principal building to allow the driveway to encroach into the required 2-foot setback for a driveway and to allow the turning pad for a side-load garage to be less than the required 24 feet at 6916 Worthington Road, Westerville, Ohio, 43082, lot 8063 in the Genoa Place subdivision, currently zoned suburban residential district SR BZA 2022-09. The legal notice for this hearing was printed and published on November 1st, 2022 in the Delaware Gazette and posted at the Genoa Township Hall on October 27th, 2022. An attempt to mail notice of this hearing to property owners continuous to and across the street from the subject property was made. The following marked exhibits A through D, the legal notice, sign-in sheet, application, and staff report dated November 10th, 2022. And we'll begin with staff.
Thank you, Mark.
So, the subject property is lot 8063 in the Genoa Place subdivision, which was recorded in October of 2020. Genoa Place subdivision was created by the subject owner applicant. Genoa Place contains 4 lots, and the lots are accessed by a common access drive. So when Genoa Place subdivision was created, the front property lines were determined off of the main arterial street, in this case, which would have been Worthington Road. Shortly after this subdivision was recorded, October 31st, 2020, the Genoa Township zoning resolution was amended and went into effect. And that changed the way the front of the lots were determined. And they are now determined off of the CAD instead of off of the main road. So that changes. This is the last lot to be built on in this lot or in this subdivision. And that changed the setbacks. So that's what you're seeing here. I did have a note that we originally got a application from the applicant, and then was contacted by his legal counsel, and some changes were made to the application. So I just wanted to clarify for the record that, like, we were asked to take some pages out, put some pages in. So I wanted verification that what's in front of you is what, you know, they want to be in front of you. And then I also noted that the section, they were asking for four variances. One of those was from section 806.01. And I believe that was a typo. And it should be section 806.05. And I believe the applicant will clarify that this evening and ask for that change for the record.
05 or 06?
Where is that located, Susan?
So if you look at the application.
Oh, not on the memo.
Well, it's on, well, our comments are there.
It says 806.01 on the.
If you look on the application, it says amended variance request and statement of support.
Right.
And that page, so the first variance, it says 806.01, it should be 05. And we did place a sign on the property. We did send notification to the adjacent property owners. We did receive a phone call from the house to the east. They were just wanting to know what the request was and were directed to the website to look at the application. And we did send the application to police, fire, and maintenance. None of those departments had any concerns with the application.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, let's hear from the applicant. You guys, all of you, one of you, some of you, none of you, can come up here to the table and sit, or you can stand at the podium. However you'd like to do it is fine.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, my name's Craig Moncrief. I'm an attorney with the Plank Law Firm. We represent the applicant and property owner. Address is 411 East Town Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43215. Can I approach the board to pass out some packets?
Absolutely.
And apologies, yes, point of correction, the one variance, I think I had it listed correctly as far as it's from the front yard setback, but I think I had the wrong number. It was 806.01 listed, but it's 806.05. So good catch there. Thank you for clarifying that. It is for the front setback. I included this packet because I think it's important to give a history of this property. And the first page is the plat for the four lots. This is Genoa Place. It was platted in 2020. As you can see, these are four lots off of Worthington Road. You can't see on this plat the common access drive, but you see the easement area to the south. So this was four lots intended for single-family development, suburban residential district zoning classification. And you can see each lot had access to the common access drive, and there was some delineation of building lines at the time. So you see there was a 12-foot building line from the CAD, 50 feet to the sides, 12-foot to the northern property line, things like that. And that was based off the old classification for what was a front lot based on the old zoning code. You know, time goes by. For lot 8061 was already developed. There was a house there. 8062 was developed. 8064 was developed, which just left 8063. And unfortunately, what happened was the zoning code standards changed, sort of flipped the definition of what is a frontage, what is the front lot. And so instead of it being from the actual right-of-way, it changed to, and reasonably so, to distance from the common access drive. Problem being here is that it sort of rotated the development standards for this property. And as you can see on the second page and what is shown on the big screens, the area in green is the current developable area based on the zoning standards. So as you can imagine, that is a bit difficult to develop in. It's undevelopable, as you can see.
Yeah,
we're an extremely long house there, and going through a stream and a couple of easements as well. So the idea behind these variances is to make the lot developable again and to match the character of the neighborhood. As you can see 8062 to the east there, and kind of standard build in this area with the other homes and the other CAD properties is similar to this, with 12 feet off of the CAD line. In this case, it's actually more of I'll call it a rear yard setback, basically from the northern property line. As you can see, the property to the east is only 25 feet here. Even though we have to request a variance because it's 50 feet required, it is about 47 feet. So, as I said, the variance requests are really just to make this lot developable again. These are high-quality single-family homes. And this will match the character of the neighborhood and really what's been developed directly next to these properties, and I think what was really intended for this lot and this area. I also included just an aerial view, which shows kind of the layout of the land, another kind of CAD-type development to the north. Also included a letter of support, actually, from the neighbor to the east. They reached out to the developer today and just said that they're looking forward to finishing up this neighborhood. This is the last of the four lots, so it'll be good. A good end to this CAD development. So with that, also have Doug Maddie here, the developer, and I believe also the potential future property owner as well. So happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay. Dave, Dorothy, anybody? I know.
So there's one comment in there on the turnaround of the driveway. Is that the side turnaround or the back?
It's for the one-car garage. It's for side-loaded garages.
So the question, I guess this question might be for the developer. Is there a potential of moving the house to that line in order to...
Here, why don't we have the developer, whichever one of you gentlemen is, come on up, introduce yourself, and then Mr. Boone can address his question.
Sure. My name is Doug Maddie, 5863 Zarley Street in New Albany.
So my question would be, is to alleviate some of the issue. I'm not opposed to this at all, but I'm just wondering, is there a way to move the house to the back line and pick up your driveway space and alleviate some of the setback problems that you have here by just relocating the house a little bit?
The only variance for the garage is turn radius.
Right. But is that going to pose a problem for... That's pretty tight, right?
I think it's more about, like, you have the opportunity to back out. It's just more, I guess, the angle, the security of it. Based on what the engineer told me, there wouldn't be any issue getting out. It's just there's a little bit of a turn radius issue. And there is also, there's an extra 5 feet to the east. But I think as long as you can see, there's plenty of ability to back up to the north.
Nothing's been developed there.
No, the lot's vacant. Currently vacant.
I'm just This is just a question of whether you push it back and maybe a little bit to the side, and then you can alleviate your driveway problem, and you can alleviate some of the problem with the setbacks.
The west side of the house, we have pushed up against that drainage easement line already, so we can't go to the west. We could go to the north, but I don't know that that addresses your concern of the turning radius.
But if you threw the turning radius out, could you still push it back and pick up? You could pick up a considerable amount of the setback issue here, the percentage, if you just pushed it back to that back line.
To the sanitary easement line?
If you took this line right here and pushed it to that green line, you would build most of your house in the usable space.
Hmm.
Versus in setback. So you remove your you pick up your setback here, but you're using the space that you can use.
I guess either way, we'd have to get a 12-foot front yard setback, which every other house.
Well, you're not going to get it because you're so far in the setback. But I'm saying if you pushed it back, you could pick up the usable space that is on the property right now.
Yeah, that would just add 12 feet to the driveway, or approximately 12, right? We pushed it back to the second dashed green line. So, yeah, I don't think we would have any opposition to that.
We're not going to make them do that, are we?
It's just a plan on paper.
Right.
Nothing's been dug or anything, so.
No, but still.
But why wouldn't we?
If this is the house I designed.
I'm
not saying change the house. I'm just saying.
I'm just moving pictures. I'm not a builder, but how does that help?
It puts the house more inside of the setbacks than outside.
I don't think that's the
but
problem.
But it's still going to need a variance.
Yeah.
Still needs a variance.
He's just trying to be helpful.
The problem is that for me is that the one car garage turning radius. I mean, I don't know that there's. God, can you?
So, do you know what's your garage to that pavement width? Do you know what it is?
So, I know we're asking for an 18-foot circulation.
You know what that length is?
Oh, that length there.
It seems my concern is.
Probably, I think that's 18. Yeah.
I don't know if 18 is enough.
They may not use for a car. Just use for a
well, I think if it's called a one car garage, you'd better be using it. Well, potentially.
It'd be designed for one car.
Uh-huh. Okay. If it's called a one car, in my world, if it's called a one car garage, then you better be able to use it as a one car garage.
I agree.
Even if there are three garage.
Right. That's a three car garage.
Yeah. I got you. Because my point is A, moving the house up doesn't really do anything for that issue. And that's, for me, a bigger issue than if you don't have a turning radius to get into that one-car garage, then...
I was just trying to use usable space.
One concern, too, as you can see, so to the west, directly west of the house is a drainage easement.
Right.
And then also directly east of the driveway. So if there will be an extra 5 feet until the property line, unfortunately, just because there's an easement there,
okay,
you can't
well,
put pavement
here.
On it.
Is this required here?
That was required by EMS when we were going through the planning process. So they had a place to turn around their equipment.
Oh, the back turnaround there with the two car? Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Where's the driveway for 8062?
I think we have that one.
Yeah, tell on the very, probably see on the area.
Yeah, included in the back. In the
looks like it empties directly out into the shared driveway.
If you look on the aerial, you should be able to see that.
Ah, that one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, no, it's not on.
It doesn't show the driveway.
It's on the screen.
I
okay, sir. All right, on that side.
Yeah, so you can see it, and it looks like it's a similar style, because I see basically asphalt drive. It appears to be about 13 feet to back up and then 12 feet wide for the actual driveway itself.
Yeah, I mean, based on the where it showed the porch, that was my guess, but I just wanted to ask. So.
13 seems awful short to me when a car is, when your garage is 20, 19 to 20.
Well, if you got a pickup truck, it's 24.
Well, no, there you go. Are you going to be able to?
The purpose of that 24 foot is not for turning radius, it's for that they have room to pull out and not go onto their neighbor's yard.
Right.
So it's not necessarily so that they can turn their car, it's just that there's wide enough so they're backing out and not pulling into their neighbor's property.
I think Mark's saying that there's not enough room there. It's tight outside, and just tight outside of the garage.
I think we have a similar condition when you put a turnaround at the end of your driveway, when you're backing out of any two-car garage or anything else, if you have an opportunity to, you know, back into the driveway going, in this case, to the north, and you have an ample amount of space to back into.
Sit at the table. We record everything, so if you want to move up, you can sit at the table if you'd like.
Yeah.
And okay. Then you'll be at the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would say, too, I mean, I'm looking at the, what I included in the packet is the site plan for 8062, and it appears to me that it's from, I mean, Doug, correct me if I'm wrong, but it appears this is the garage right here, and it shows 13 feet basically of turnaround area, mm-hmm. with a 12-foot
right.
wide driveway.
Right.
So it's certainly, right. if anything, it's greater. This is more than what 8062 has. And you would also have, I think Susan was kind of getting to it, there's the additional 5 feet from the driveway to the east property line, and then also some additional maneuverability to that area to the north.
Mm-hmm.
So there's...
What is this?
That is also the drainage easement. The drainage easement takes a weird turn where it kind of hooks from the east and then the south and then goes to basically where the building, the western line of the building is.
There is some storm sewer that runs parallel to the roadway. Is the reason for that additional drainage easement.
Well, I think we've kind of gone off the rails here. All right, let's get back on track. It's really about the front yard setback, which before the code change would have been legal conforming, correct?
Right.
Well, then their setbacks would have changed. So they could have been 12 feet, would have been a side, and then they would have had to been 50 feet from the east property line. So they might have still been here. I'm not sure.
Why did they change the code, just out of curiosity?
To put the front setback off the CAD and not off of...
Oh, that's right.
Adjacent.
Yeah, you said
it. It made more sense to have it off the CAD than the front based off...
Basically, yeah.
That's been an issue over the years.
It would have been 12 feet from the CAD and the northern property line, so it would have had been a little bit longer as opposed to wide.
There are actually other roads that we've had multiple issues with that in the past. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else, Dave? Dorothy? No? Paul? No? Teresa?
Nope.
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Somebody want to go through Duncan versus Moody?
I can do it.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, you can sit down if you want.
Wait, did we do public comments?
Oh, that's right. Anybody from the public want to make a comment? Seeing none, thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The board reviews section 307.06 of the rezoning resolution, reflecting Duncan versus Middlefield as it pertains to the area variances requested in sections 806.05 80607, 807.01, and 807.02 to allow for a front setback of 12 feet, a rear setback of 47 feet, and a driveway setback of 0 feet, and a turning pad width of 18 feet for the side load garage of suburban, in a suburban residential SR zoning district as follows. The property in question would not yield a reasonable return, and there cannot be beneficial use of the property without the variance. And that's basically just because of the way the setbacks sit today based on the changes. The variance is substantial. I don't know what the percentage is, since there's so many different variances there, or percentages there. The essential character of the neighborhood would not be substantially altered, and the adjoining properties would not suffer a substantial detriment as a result of the variance. The variance would not adversely affect the delivery of government services. Is there any question, Susan, on access for fire or anything of that nature?
They did not have any comments. I think they've already reviewed everything when they went through the platting process.
Mm-hmm. The property owner did purchase the property with the knowledge of the zoning restriction. However, the zoning restrictions changed during the time frame.
Good point.
I would say no.
So I would say I would agree. I would say no.
Yeah, I agree.
Did not purchase?
Yeah, because they changed.
The property owner's predicament cannot be feasibly obviated through the method other than a variance. The spirit intent behind the zoning requirement would be observed, and substantial justice would be done by granting this variance. Any questions?
I do not. I just... Okay. You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. Dave Boone moved to incorporate exhibits. Is it A through D?
Through D, yeah.
Oh, he gave us the extra packet, so it'll be E now.
Move to incorporate exhibits A through E, as well as the board's findings pertaining to the review of section 30706 of the Genoa Township zoning resolution into evidence, and to approve the requested variance from sections 806.05, 806.07, 807.01, and 807.02. of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution for BZA 2002-09. Application received October 20th, 2022 to allow for a front setback of 12 feet, a rear setback of 47 feet, a driveway setback of 0 feet, and a turning pad within a 18 feet for the side load garage on property known as 8063 in Genoa Place, subdivision 6916 Worthington Road, Westerville, Ohio 43082, zoned suburban residential SR. This motion is based on the following findings of fact pursuant to section 307.04 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution, that such variance or modification will not be contrary to the public interest, because somebody want to add to that? I don't think it would be contrary to public interest because the property sits back, number right. one, and
fit with the other two. Here,
The applicant stated that it makes the property unbuildable without the variance.
That owing to special conditions, a literal enforcement of the zoning resolution will result in an unnecessary hardship, because without granting the variance, that it's this lot is probably unusable for building. That the approval of such variance or modification thereof is consistent with the spirit of the zoning resolution, and substantial justice shall be done thereby, because again, this lot would be unusable if we did not grant the variance for the so use of the building of the house stated.
Subject to.
Are there any conditions?
There are.
Approval to the subject variance is subject to the owner's agreement to the following conditions and incorporate any of the board wishes to apply. All required permits, zoning, and otherwise be obtained pursuant to section 30711 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution. The approved variance shall lapse, expire, and be null and void ab initio in required zoning permits are not obtained within 1 year of this motion of approval. Extensions to the variance may be requested pursuant to the sections 307.11.A and B of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution as may be amended. The Board of Zoning Appeals does grant the Genoa Township Zoning Inspector authority to extend this variance in their discretion, at their discretion, subject to the deadlines established within Section 307.11.A of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution as it may be amended. Motion seconded by?
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion, questions for staff? Okay. Should I call the roll?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Boone?
Yes.
Ms. Driscoll?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Ms. Hugh?
Yes.
Chair votes no. Motion carries. Your variance is approved.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and the hearing is adjourned at 8:27. Okay.
That you passed out for the.
Here, let's take five real quick.
Here.
And get. All right. We're going to open the final hearing this evening at 8:30 p.m. And let me read the legal notice into the record, and then we'll swear everybody in. Brian and Zoe Lynn Zabrowski, did I get close?
Zabrowski.
No. You're
close. Okay, requesting approval of a variance to allow an addition to the principal building to encroach into the required 12-foot side setback at 6241 South Old 3C Highway, Westerville, Ohio, 43082, Lot 89 in the Reno-Ferguson subdivision, currently zoned suburban residential, SR, and this is BZA case 2022-10. If you would all stand and raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so have you God? Thank you. Be seated. Okay, the legal notice for this hearing was printed and published on November 1st, 2022 in the Delaware Gazette and posted at the Genoa Township Hall on October 27th, 2022. An attempt to mail notice of this hearing to property owners contiguous to and across the street from the subject property was also made. The following are marked as exhibits A through D, the legal notice, the sign-in sheet, the application, and the staff report dated November 10th, 2022. And we will begin with staff.
The subject property is known as Lot 89 in the Reno Ferguson addition. That plat was recorded in November of 1953. The applicants own two adjacent parcels, a 2.1 acre parcel, which is the subject property, which the house is located on, and then they also own an additional half acre parcel to the east of the lot with the house on it. According to the Delaware County Auditor's site, the house located on this property was built in 1955. There's a
528-square-foot garage that was built in 1968, and a 1,300-square-foot pole barn that was built in 1969. I did not find any zoning permits for any of these structures, but given the age of the buildings, it's understandable that we didn't have permits on file. According to the Delaware County Auditor's website, the property was purchased by the applicants in August of 2004. Prior to receipt of the application, I did have a conversation, and I'm not going to try to pronounce the name because I won't do it well, with the applicant concerning the setbacks, and the application then was submitted on October 21st, 2021. The only comment staff had was that they could continue to build onto the house as it is. The survey presented said that the current setback was 11.1 feet, so they could add on at that existing, so because they would not increase the nonconformity of the lot because the current side yard setback is 12. Again, we did send the application to police, fire, and maintenance. They did not have any concerns. We did place a sign on the front of the lot and send notifications to the adjacent neighbors.
It's a good size addition. Okay, let's hear from the applicant.
So unlike when we purchased the house in 2004, we now have two kids. We have a couple of boys that live next door now, so the 2 acres definitely gets used a lot, and our kids are getting bigger. We need more space. We're four people in 1,650 square feet.
No basement.
No basement. No basement. So we're wanting to, which is not part of this, but we are adding a 40-foot straight back addition off of the house. And on the back of that addition, which the back side of our house is the part of the house that gets the majority of the sunlight. The house, you know, rises up that way. You don't lose any sunlight off that patio until late afternoon, or at least on our current patio, which would be the same on the addition. So the part that is actually in the variance isn't the addition, it is literally the 6 foot of covered patio we'd like to have so that we can attempt to enjoy that patio. Because it just gets, it's hot. It's flat out in the sun for the majority of the day and the hottest part of the day. So having that extra 6 feet to cover some of the patio in the back of the house. And the back of the house is going to be, there's going to be 3 sliding glass doors, 2 coming out of the living room and 1 coming out of the new master. So it will help alleviate a little bit of that sun and heat coming in the back of the house for us. So,
it'll just also allow us to use more outdoor area. Because if you look out to the back of the property, I mean, we're in a slim lot. But yeah. Essentially, we have
Beautiful
view out the back of the house.
Yeah.
To all the woods and everything behind us, which would be, you know, it's a little bit of suburban heaven with, you know, we're in city, but we still have our own, you know, bit of woods and everything else. It's just the problem is the way the lot lines are drawn compared to the way the houses face. It's not very conducive to
offset.
Yes.
We kind of got stuck, and that was kind of even.
So you can look at our neighbors next to us. They did an addition the year before. Above.
We see that a lot on 3C yes. Highway.
Yeah, we just need more space.
We just need more space. Yeah. They've done 2 additions, and this is their final one.
And we don't want to move.
We don't want to move.
Our kids go to Genoa Christian.
We now
We're
have sidewalks.
5 minutes from school. We have all the parks around us. We now finally have a sidewalk on our road. Like, we live through that construction. Like, we don't want to go anyplace else. We're, you know, 3 minutes from a grocery store, or, you know, my parents are down in Westerville.
Our kids go to Genoa Christian. We can bike and walk, you know, rollerblade to and from school.
Sure.
It's
great. We just need it a little more usable.
Space.
For four people.
So it's not actually
started the addition yet?
No.
So actually the addition structure itself stays within the limits. Yep. It's just the covered,
it's just that covering patio. Of the patio
goes over.
The patio was left uncovered.
I was just going to say,
We'd be totally fine if we uncovered it. However, living with the way we've had our patio now completely uncovered, it is absolutely much more enjoyable if we could have some covered patio. Because we want to be outside.
Because the sun comes across the back of the property.
Yes, that's east.
Yes.
Yep, that's okay. At the very back is east.
So the majority of the day, the sun is beating on the back of the house.
Mm-hmm. You're actually challenged. So what is the sun facing? Where are you facing?
I'm the same way this building is. It faces west. So I'm the same way this building is. The sun's coming up this way. The back of the house. And with those three sliders that we planned on putting back there, that's just going to be a lot of extra heat coming in the house, and we won't be able to enjoy it. Well, I mean, we'll enjoy the patio. We'll, a little temporary something, but it would be nicer if we could have...
So have a covered outdoor space. Yeah. You get more
use. Put a fan up and something. It'd be better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That thing is narrow. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
100 feet. And it goes back 1,000 feet.
Well, that's ridiculous. Just the main 2 acres that you add on.
Right, and then plus the other, what? What else?
We have a runway.
A nice bocce court.
Well, I was going to say it looks good for a drag strip to me, but that's just me.
That's what the kids think.
Don't tell the boys.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Any other questions for the applicant, anyone, or staff? No? I'm going to say it, but I can already see. There are no members of the public here, but in case there are, anyone's hiding behind a chair.
Apparently our neighbors like us.
Yeah, well, that helps. Okay, so there's no public comment. So let's move on to discussion. Anybody? No?
Took me a while to figure out that this is...
To pull up.
Yeah.
I thought there was a giant house next to it.
All right. I don't have any comments. So, does somebody want to go through Duncan versus Middlefield on this?
I can. I think it's my turn. All right. The board reviewed section 307.06 of the zoning resolution reflecting Duncan versus Middlefield as it pertains to the area variance requested from section 806.06 to allow for a side setback of 6 feet in a suburban residential zoning district as follows. The property would yield a reasonable return, and there can be beneficial use of the property without the variance. Since we're looking at just covering a patio, I mean, still be a patio. The variance is substantial, because it's 50%, right? Because it's 12.
Yeah.
It is substantial. It's a 50% variance. The essential character of the neighborhood would not be substantially altered, and the adjoining properties would not suffer a substantial detriment as a result of the variance, because the patio is there. It's just going to be covered. The variance would not adversely affect the delivery of governmental services, because they had no comments indicating that it would. The property owner did purchase the property with the knowledge of the zoning restriction. It was there when they purchased the property. The property owner's predicament, I guess, can be feasibly obviated through a method other than the variance, and that they just don't cover the patio.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the question I always struggle with.
Yeah, I mean, technically. Okay. But there's a reason they want it to be covered, so. I guess you could do a covered patio without attaching it. There's those.
There is that. There's.
But,
I mean, it can.
You can help it,
but it kind of, the way I look at those, Dave, is that. What's the utility factor? It's much more, they're going to have much more utility out of, at, from from it, geez, covered than uncovered. And I see that, but, you know.
They could hope it was cloudy all the time. There wasn't any sun.
Well, it is Ohio, but.
This is a bad week to talk about that.
I know. You're right. You're absolutely right.
All right, one more. The spirit and intent behind the zoning requirement would be observed and substantial justice would be done by granting the variance, since we're talking about covering and a plan.
And this is a fixed structure, yeah. Cover.
Yeah. We're just going to continue the roof line
off
the addition.
Yep. Okay.
So the way the roof line would come off like this, because it's going to attach on the back of the house like this.
Yeah.
So if there was no covered patio, it would just
Stop it.
It would just end at the end of the house.
So there's, even if to make it temporary, it would just
aesthetically, it's going to look better if it's covered because it's just a continuous roof.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're just continuously that truss line.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's it. Motion.
I'll make a motion. Okay. I move to incorporate exhibits, what were they? A through D?
Yep.
As well as the board's finding pertinent to the review of section 307.06 of the Genoa Township zoning resolution into evidence and to approve the requested variance from section 806.06 of the Genoa Township zoning resolutions for BZA 2022-10 application received October 20th, 2022 to allow for a right side setback of 6 feet on the property known as Lot 89 in Renoa Ferguson subdivision 6241 Old South Old 3C Highway, Westerville, Ohio, 43082, Zone Suburban Residential SR. The motion is based on the following findings of facts pursuant to Section 307.04 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolutions, that such a variance or modifications will not be contrary to the public interest because it is covering for a patio. That owing to special conditions, a literal enforcement of the zoning resolutions will result in an unnecessary hardship because it just makes sense to do it and there's no other way of having the sun not beat into their house and not they wouldn't be able to use the patio as well when it's covered up. I mean, because it's not covered up. That the approval of such variance or modification there for is consistent with the spirit of the zoning resolution and substantial justice shall be done thereby because it's contrary to not do it. It just makes sense to have it done. Approval of the subject variance is subject to the owner's agreement to the following conditions. Are there any incorporations that we need to do beyond the standard?
No.
That all required permits zoning on the other side be obtained pursuant to section 307.11, the Genoa Township zoning resolutions, the approved variance shall lapse, expire, and be null and void if required zoning permits are not obtained within 1 year of the motion of approval. Extensions to this variance may be requested pursuant to sections 307.11.A and B of the Genoa Township zoning resolutions as may be amended. The Board of Zoning Appeals does grant the Genoa Township zoning inspector authority to extend this variance at their discretion, subject to the deadline established within section 307.11.A of the Genoa Township zoning resolutions as may be amended.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Anyone else? Then I will do the roll call. Mr. Boone?
Yes.
Ms. Driscoll?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Ms. Yu?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Motion's approved. Enjoy your construction.
Thank you.
Thanks for waiting all this time,
it's
too.
Okay. So the prices come down a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, and we are, and this, the hearing is adjourned at 8:47. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I have one quick item of note, and then we can entertain a motion to adjourn, is we talked about revising, updating the rules of procedure once zoning has had theirs finished, which I understand is now finished. And I understand also that there weren't any substantial changes to their rules of procedure. What I would suggest doing, and we can do whatever you want to do, is between now and the end of March, review their revisions, review the rules of procedure for zoning, and then entertain revising to conform to theirs. And that gives us 3 or 4 months to do that. And then when we go into the next term, basically, we can entertain any revisions that we need to make. Maybe none, I don't know.
Do they make drastic changes or not?
I'm told not. Oh. I have not seen it, but I am told that they didn't make any substantial changes. And so maybe we want to see them. Maybe we don't want to make any changes. I know there are a couple things in ours that are a little outdated. They carried over from the ones that we worked from a couple years ago. Yeah, they were. I think they were like 10 years old when we did it before, but now we're getting, 3 or 4 years down the road. We probably should at least revisit them again.
Anyway.
I think I still have that on computer.
Okay. So if that's acceptable with everybody, then we'll do that. Next year, we'll take a look at it and then try and get it done like the first quarter, somewhere around in there, if that's okay.
So you want those, do you want an email to you? So you
can, yes.
You're wanting to look at the zoning commission?
Yes, please.
And then would you also like the current BZA just in case?
I have mine, I'm pretty sure, but it probably wouldn't hurt just to attach that as well so we can see if we need to make. I don't think I'm told there's not any big, huge changes though. So I just want to be a little more in sync with zoning is all. So, okay, that's all I had. Anyone have anything else? Then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Anyone second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Then we're adjourned.